I want some more.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. You need to save some for the boys. Here you go.
You know, May, I dreamed last night that I was having dinner at the Ritz with Mickey Rooney and George Raft.
Really?
Yeah. I dreamed I had a steak. Thick, juicy steak. Like this, Rosie.
Wow.
And then I had a mountain of mashed potatoes. And I went back for ice cream 3 times.
Oh.
I'm stuffed. I'm absolutely full. I cannot eat another thing. You want to give me a hand?
Jim. Jimmy.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon. In 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're on the Rubicon with James Lewis. We are the preeminent healthcare media platform serving the urban culture on HR Voices, Sirius XM 141. It's always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast globally, and now on Landstate Plus, about the profound impact healthcare has on individuals and communities. I have a very special guest that is going to do the whole show with me. Today, we're broadcasting from downtown Nashville. I tailgate at First Horizon Ballpark. I tailgate Tennessee Titans games, and my Indianapolis Colts are in town. Right now, the Colts are up 17-3. We'll see how that holds up. But I tailgate and do the sports show out here. It just happens that Rick Whitted was coming into town, and I've been trying to get a one-on-one with him for some time. I haven't been at the last couple of Rises, but I've seen you out there doing your thing, and I'm so impressed. It's funny, Rick is one of my mentors. Rick is someone, and I don't give that up easily. Rick is someone that I look up to, a CEO, a black CEO, someone that pours in to his people, someone that takes care of the team, someone who's family-oriented and has family values, and someone that I respect, not afraid to talk about his relationship with Christ. You don't always see that in the industry, because it's binary. It's about zeros and ones. And Rick will pull you aside and say, "Hey man, I hope that you're doing well with your business, but how's your family? You know, how's your relationship with the Lord?" So having Rick Whitted to come and sit, it's quiet. You don't hear any background noise because everybody's at the game. But having Rick come in and sit with us for a few minutes really means a lot to me. And I'm so proud to get started. I'm so proud because I feel in some ways, you know, good mentor relationships is give and take. I feel like I've helped Rick as a little bit of a mentor get into healthcare and understand what's going on behind the scenes. And Rick and I have been working together, been collaborating for almost 6 years. And I remember the first time I met with Rick about U.S. Hunger and their food service and really serving underserved populations and collaborating, doing food packing, doing, you know, different marketing programs, really getting into the trenches. I use the word the trenches a lot. Rick, you may see him. He's wearing a nice suit. Looks good, you know, looks like a corporate. He comes from the banking community. But Rick does food packing. I mean, he goes into zip codes that are not the most successful financially for people of color. And being on the Rubicon, healthcare for the culture, we built a very large platform on SiriusXM. So it's just great to have you on the show, man. It's great to see you. It's great to see what U.S. Hunger has done. And I'm just very proud to be associated with that. You know, we run commercials for U.S. Hunger, you know, every show. You know, about Full Cart Fresh. I'm sure it's probably called something else by now, but we are really engaged. Rick was one of the first people that sponsored the show, that said, "Hey, you have access to my logo, my brand, and that means a lot." This was before we were on Sirius. This was before we had one of the largest platforms in the country. So I just wanted to thank you in my long-winded way before getting started. But I wanted to thank you and say that I'm personally very heavily invested in your success. But more importantly, you are a friend. You are a brother. And it's deeper than business with me and you.
I'd agree with that. You know, James, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know that I deserved any of that. But, man, it is good to be here. I just, from the very beginning, early on in us trying to understand our role in the context of healthcare in terms of our mission, there's a few faces that have just always been around. You have been one of those. So thank you very dearly, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. So let's go in. What is U.S. Hunger been doing? I've seen, so I lurk and watch. I haven't seen Rick in a year and a half, but I lurk. I see that you're starting to, and I'm not trying to get into any private business, so sure. Please, if I'm stepping on some toes, just let me know. But you guys are inking some deals. You have some things in the works. I mean, when we drew up the playboard, you know, the playbook, so to speak, the roadmap, you know, I'm using all the buzzwords, we said that, hey, U.S. Hunger needs to get some collaborative relationships with payers, mm-hmm. and really start to launch, you know, the Food is Medicine program, getting into the back end. And people that listen to this show, we're getting into the fall, so I'll be talking a lot about benefits. We have a hotline that people call for advice on benefits. And the goal was for U.S. Hunger to get into the back end and be a part of the benefit process, meaning that members would have access to contact U.S. Hunger if they were experiencing food insufficiency. And, you know, you brought in someone like myself, you know, shout out to Derek Tavares.
Yep. Anna Hanshu,
yep, you know, yep. People that have been executives in healthcare and understand how the healthcare business works. The goal was to get you ingratiated, get you an opportunity. And then you guys have the data. You guys have the empathy. You guys have the awareness. You guys have the dignity and discretion. Where are you on the spectrum when we all drew it up? How far are you in your processes? Because when I see U.S. Hunger on, you know, various media platforms, it looks like we're getting there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think I'm glad you teed up the question with a couple of mentions. So I'm just going to reiterate that. I grew up country, so there's a old saying where I grew up, it's a poor frog that doesn't praise his own pond.
Oh, man.
Derek Tavares. James Lewis, Anna Hanshu, Jen Kerfoot, Cindy Alexander,
Cindy's
folks
great.
That 5 years ago, as I started this conversation, took the time to listen, and even more so to say, I think there's a lot here. Love to help draw this plan up in any way I possibly can. So, you know, I think everything that we have learned since those engagements back in 2020 are why we're what we are right now. So okay. Just shout out to that squad.
Definitely.
I would say that is my
Those are some
squad.
Of the people, and I mean, take my name out of it, but those are some, those are some of the biggest
of
names in the industry.
You're a big part of
it. If you're at a RISE conference, Rick basically just named all of the keynote speakers.
And huge shout out right. to RISE. They,
yeah, RISE has been great.
RISE really has been my...
I think you did. You've done food packing at RISE.
Yeah, we
And that
we
was
do.
My dream for you when yeah, I introduced you to yeah. the RISE people. And I got to give myself credit for that because I helped introduce the RISE
You did.
Crowd. But I was like, you got to do a food packing event at yeah. RISE. Like, that's just yeah. a no-brainer. And then I saw that you did it. I was like, this is amazing.
Well, RISE really has been my master's degree.
That's great.
Experience in healthcare. And I'm not a healthcare expert.
Right.
But it has grounded.
I think you got to stop saying that, though. You are a healthcare leader.
I'm a recovering corporate banker, so I have no desire to jump back in the corporate pool.
You're like a hardcore. I don't know if you listen to hip hop, but it's just, you know, you come in and you're 20, 24. You're talking about being on the block. You talk about pushing the yay. But then by 39, you can't talk about that anymore. Yeah, you have a yacht. You know, Kendrick Lamar has 3 yachts and a house in Dubai. Like, he can't talk about being in Compton on the corner doing what he's doing. I think you're the Kendrick Lamar of healthcare. Like, you are an expert. You know what's going on. You know the people. You've been awarded by RISE. You're doing your thing, man.
Well,
don't sell yourself short.
I think what's happening is, here's the cool part. My mission work is still on the block. I don't know that we're the best. I appreciate the praise. But you know, I'll tell you, to that point of our mission work has stayed on the block that we're in. And I think healthcare is starting to now realize more and more we have to shift in this direction, and where over the last several years, as I entered this space, it has been predominantly a conversation of equity and how do we create equitable health outcomes from all populations. And I think they're starting to wake up and realize that number one, the platform for equity is engagement. You cannot have equity if you don't have voice. And so you have got to figure out how to engage relationally in the population that you want to serve. And I think if there's anything U.S. hunger adds to the food security fight, it is the ability to take now over 250,000 individuals, not pop health level data, but individual testimonials and narratives. And now since 2023, a very comprehensive health related social needs screening, taking that data and making actionable and credible the voice of the community itself. That voice has long been missing from the table of discussion, and not just a conversational table, the directive table where decisions are made. And so what has tended to happen, James, is, hey, they're hungry, so we've got to get them food. Well, we can't feed them all. That takes money. Food isn't free. So, okay, but how can we help? And that ends up kind of narrowly going down this transactional pathway of benefit allocations to some degree. And then this outsourced referral process of trying to pull in CBOs, community-based organizations, and community health-related organizations, you know, across the country who can do it for free, right? And so what I just described is something that I think the philanthropic community is figuring out, right? Now, they don't have the answers yet, but I think they're figuring out the problem. And it's this, right? The charitable model is a very limited model.
Yeah.
Charity is not designed to create sustainability through innovation. Charity
is literally giving someone a fish as opposed to teaching them.
Correct.
Fish,
and
right.
And so the funding of a charitable model is operationally giving fish.
Right.
Period. And so take us outside. And by the way, the issue isn't money. The issue isn't resources. The philanthropic community provides more than $557 billion a year. It's not the issue of funds. It's not the issue of limited resources either. The real issue comes down to, am I truly engaged in those populations, and have I listened to the needs of those populations and what those needs are steeped in, are based in? Because if I did that, then relationally I would begin to tackle some of the root causes that lift both the food security challenges and the health inequity challenges, or the poor health outcomes in populations that doesn't seem to make sense.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, the Rubicon in 3, 2, 1.
Hypertension and heart disease, autism, postpartum depression, breast cancer awareness, insurance premiums, HIV testing, root canals, racism, sexism, medicinal marijuana, risk management, yoga, food deserts, Medicare and Medicaid services, domestic violence, obesity, anxiety and depression, DEI, alcoholism, insulin, dopamine addiction, big pharma, and of course, politics. The Rubicon, healthcare for the culture.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, the Rubicon in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 studios.
I knew that I had made it 5 years ago when I started this show as a podcast, before Sirius XM, before we were syndicated nationally through Bloomberg. I had John Gorman to come on the show.
Bill includes almost $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid over the next 10 years. And interestingly, none of those cuts hit until after the midterm elections in 2026. Not only is the Medicaid cut the biggest cut to that program in its history since 1965, but these cuts to SNAP are the biggest cuts to food aid in American history. Let's get into risk adjustment in 1 second. Let me take one step back and make a point that nobody is talking about in our industry, and we need to. One of the things that this bill does is, because it adds so much to our national debt, James, it's going to trigger what we call sequestration, which are automatic across the board cuts in Medicare.
I'm not partisan on the show. I've told my base, I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what you think. I mean, I have my own beliefs. Just make sure that you're educated and you use the system to work for you.
Most state programs, state Medicaid programs, are not called Medicaid at all.
Right.
For instance, here in D.C., or it's not even called Medicaid. Here in D.C., it's called Healthy Family. In California, it's called Medi-Cal. In Arizona, it's the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System. In Wisconsin, it's Badger Care. You know, this is really a time for the industry to have a come-to-Jesus moment and to really remember the most simple, basic human needs are going to be the ones that need to be met.
SiriusXM 141 ATR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.